June 29, to whom shall we go? This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:11-12. When so many of Christ's followers left him, and the Savior asked the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." John 6:68. It filled Christ's heart with sorrow to see anyone leaving him, because he knew that faith in his name and in his mission is man's only hope. This desertion of his followers was a humiliation to him. Oh, how little human beings know of the sorrow that filled the heart of infinite love when such things took place. No one in the world ever longed more earnestly for appreciation and fellowship than did Christ. He hungered for sympathy. His heart was filled with a longing desire that human beings might appreciate the gift of God to the world and honor him by believing his words and speaking forth his praise. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. How regretful were the words, "Will ye also go away?" They touched the hearts of all the disciples but one. That one was Judas. He had a heart only for money. His highest desire was to be the greatest. Well might the disciples say, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Consider what Christ was: the Son of the Highest, yet a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Have we experienced the blessing that comes from trusting him with a whole heart and honoring him by ever showing our love and devotion to him? Christ is hungry for fruit, fruit that will appease his hunger of soul in our behalf. It is his desire that we bear much fruit. Let us keep our hearts open to his love. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. Oh, when we can speak understandingly the words spoken by Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life," wonderful blessings will come to us. Letter 171, June 29, 1905, to Edson and Emma White.